This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, good morning to you as you tune in this morning at 5:06 a.m. on your Monday morning. We're watching history unfold overseas in Jerusalem. President of the United States is there. He is getting a standing ovation as he's about to address the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. And we're going to cut into part of this live here in just a couple of minutes. Mark Cox alongside Dan Buck, who's back in the chair for Kim this morning, and Ethan Bright in here with us this morning as well. How are you, my friend?
I am good. Had a great weekend.
Good.
Weather-wise, was fabulous. Had an American Girl birthday party.
Oh, did you really?
That's awesome. My two granddaughters had their combined birthday party. It was overkill American Girl.
Woo!
Yeah.
They don't even have one. They used to have a store here in town, didn't they? They don't anymore.
Not anymore.
Don't you have to go to like Chicago or something?
Yeah, on the Miracle Mile, they've got a huge store that my wife and other grandparents have spent way too much
way
money
Way too
at.
Much.
Yep.
Like mortgage the house kind of stuff, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but a bunch of 6 and 4 year olds had a great time.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. I had a great weekend as well. Number one, shout out to my buddy Richie at WhiskeyDickerson.com for this fantastic Freedom T-shirt that I'm wearing this morning with the Mark Cox Morning Show logo on the sleeve. And if you're watching the studio camera right now, you'll see that Dan Buck and Ethan Bright both got one as well. These are one-offs.
Yes.
I've got a couple of extras that I'm going to bring to the birthday party and maybe give away as gifts,
nice.
As like surprise gifts to
these
people.
Are cool.
I've only got a few.
We have to wear them tomorrow, though, because tomorrow's Charlie Kirk Day.
And right.
You got to wear your red tomorrow.
I'll try not to sweat in this one today so I can wear it again tomorrow. That's awesome.
Nice.
So,
thank you, brother.
Well, thank you to Richie for turning those around so quickly. I brought it up to him about a week ago, and I showed up in the North County Fire Department on Friday, and I'll talk more about that later as part of our, Feed Our First Responders effort. And, boy, they just... He had a whole box of shirts for me when I showed up there because he's got a lot of friends in that fire department, and Richie couldn't be there. But Richie, thank you very much for all that you do for us, brother. And by the way, Whiskey Dickerson will be out there at the birthday party on October 23rd in Chesterfield at the District out there by Lit Cigar Lounge. We're going to have tents set up outside. We're going to have live music. You're invited. The VIP tickets are gone, but it's free to come. You can RSVP so we get a head count. We have some idea how many people are coming. I expect it's going to be a large amount, but we'd love to know so we can make sure we have enough drink samples and you know, food for you to buy and things like that when you're out there. But come out and celebrate with us 25 years in St. Louis radio, and it's quite an accomplishment, I think. And I'm very happy that we've got a lot of folks who are going to come out and help us celebrate for sure. But we are proud of everything that's going on, and we'd love to have you out there with us that day on the 23rd. That is a week from this Thursday, just so you know. Going to be lots of everybody you know from the radio station will be out there, so that's good.
Sneaking up already.
Yesterday, I spent a little time down in Defiance.
Okay.
I went down to my friend Tom Shaw Jr. and his sisters, his family. They hold a walk for Alzheimer's to raise money for Alzheimer's research, which robbed them of their father, cut his life short. And they do this. They've been doing this every year for a few years. It was down on the Katy Trail right there at Good News Brewery in Defiance. Great turnout, great patriots. I posted some pictures up online there of the event yesterday, and hopefully they raised a lot of money. Great weather. It was just beautiful.
Oh, just a great day for anything outdoors.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah,
that's a great brewery if you haven't been.
What is that?
I said it's a great brewery if you
haven't been. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. And good wineries there in Defiance. It is the place to go.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I had one of their Oktoberfest beers, I will admit, while I was down there yesterday. And anyway, congratulations to them. Hopefully they raised a lot of money. It was good to see. Got to see a lot of folks. Bill Eagle and Nick Schroer and Richard West and a whole bunch of folks were down there as well. So anyway, you can always donate online to the Alzheimer's Association because that's a good cause. Speaking of good causes, a little later, we are going to talk to Linda Ferguson. She runs the Jefferson Barracks Patriot Pantry. She's going to join us this morning in the 8 o'clock hour because, listen, you know, I know Donald Trump passed an executive order saying that he is going to see that our troops are paid anyway, even though we're in the middle of the Schumer shutdown. But there are still a lot of military families that rely on that food pantry to get by. So if there's anything we can do to help them out, we're going to do that. We're going to talk to her in the 8 o'clock hour this morning and find out how you can help. All right, back to what's going on in Israel right now. So we know that the 20 living hostages have been released. We don't know what shape they're all in. They're being checked out and reunited with their families right now because, of course, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Tel Aviv. Everybody's out there in Freedom Square, whatever they call it,
Hostage Square,
mm-hmm. I think.
Yep.
Is the new nickname for it anyway. And President Trump,
thousands are out.
Oh
there.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's waving awesome. American yep. flags and obviously Israeli
flags.
So the president has been invited to address the Knesset before he, I think, flies on to a summit with other Arab leaders. This is huge. When this was all announced, I'm like, I'll believe it when the hostages change hands. So that has happened. There's no going back now, right? Hamas has given up its bargaining tool.
Yeah.
They've given up their leverage here, Dan, and I don't think you can overstate what a huge accomplishment that is by Donald Trump and by everybody who's been negotiating on this thing. Trump deserves a lot of credit for it. Finally, this morning, I heard somebody on CNN say, well, you have to give Trump credit. He got it over the line. You think? Yeah. Where have you been?
I heard Hillary on national news praising Trump. I'm like, woo! Okay, where's the butt? I mean, where's the, you know, but she didn't. She complimented him, complimented the administration. She obviously said it's the first step. And she did mention, too, and I agree with this, it's the day after, right? It's after the joyous celebrations to make sure that we keep Hamas on track to get to the next phases of this peace agreement. I think that will be our challenge. Will they really disarm, right? Will they really give up their rockets and rifles? You know, that's to be determined. But like you said, what bargaining chips do they have left? If they ruin it now, they got, I mean, there's no reason now why Israel wouldn't go in there and finish them off.
Well, you know, I thought about that. I'm trying to think, what could still trip this up? Well, I mean, obviously, what could trip it up is the fact that that they've allowed about a million or two people to flow back into Gaza who had already evacuated.
Yeah.
So if Hamas was to start up conflict again, the challenge then is you've got 2 million civilians back in an area where they weren't a week ago.
Right.
And they've been known to use those people as cover for their activities. So I don't know. I'm not an analyst. I'm just looking at potential snags in this thing. But let's just accentuate the positive right now. When the president starts to address the Israeli parliament in a few minutes, we'll try to get to that live. In the meantime, Ethan, why don't we go ahead and get to our top stories?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
This is our Justice Department, under the leadership of the Attorney General, applying the facts to the law like you are supposed to.
Yeah, that is, of course, Jim Jordan, if you recognize that voice, talking about the search of John Bolton's house. And he said, let's see if there's a prosecution here. We've seen the documents, the legal documents for the search. Let's see what happens next.
I don't want the FBI or the Justice Department. I don't care what party they're in. But if they knock on my door, I don't want to have to worry about whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. I think most Americans just want them to follow the law.
Yeah, thank you, John Kennedy. Remember, nobody is above the law unless, of course, it comes to apparently Letitia James and some of these other jokers who spent their careers trying to persecute Donald Trump. Now, suddenly, they don't like that very much. I'm not saying that Trump's trying to persecute her, but the DOJ says, hey, you lied on your mortgage form here, and you're going to have to answer for that.
So the thought that we won't have another pandemic, I think, is naive at best and just not completely unrealistic.
Here we go, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Did you recognize that voice?
Anthony Fauci.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were done with that dude.
Oh, no. We're not done because there's going to be another pandemic. Get your mask ready, according to Anthony Fauci. I don't doubt that could happen again. Let's hope we've learned a very valuable lesson in freedom from the last mistakes.
You're saying right now you don't know whether or not he kept that money.
I don't know what tape you're referring to, George. I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that.
Yeah, thank you. What an absolute clown show ABC News is these days. Can I just say that? It is a clown show over there. George Stephanopoulos yesterday got his lunch handed to him by the Vice President of the United States. And he hated it so much that he came out and he made his little snippy comments, and then he cut off J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
And went and said, we'll be right back. And J.D.'s like, but wait, that's not... And then he just gets cut off. They cut off the Vice President of the United States because they didn't like the fact that he just owned their very biased news anchor, George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break here because I think we're going to take some of these comments from President Trump live when he gets up to the podium at the Israeli Knesset in just a few minutes. We'll be right back after our national anthem.
We'll strike against Hamas in Qatar. And so we really had to get to a point where those other countries, Egypt and Qatar, came to Hamas and said, we're done doing this.
All right, so this is part of Fox News coverage right now. They keep showing the president at the Knesset, and they keep applauding for him, and everybody stands up, and I keep assuming he's going to walk to the mic and speak, and then he sits back down. So I don't know what they're doing over there. He is going to address the Israeli parliament here at some point, and he continues to get standing ovations. Or somebody does, and eventually President Trump will speak, and then we'll talk about it here. So, all right, in the meantime, let's get on to some less important stuff, unless you're a Mizzou fan. The Alabama loss, Dan Buck.
Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking. So many opportunities for them to win. But I got to focus for a minute on the targeting call.
Yeah.
Because my I've got family members who are big Alabama fans, and I completely disagreed with that call. I've looked at it from every angle you can, and as a defensive back, the guy put his shoulder into the chest of the receiver. I did not see helmet-to-helmet targeting. I'm sorry the kid got knocked out. It's football, but that was not intentional targeting. And again, as a result, Mizzou loses one of his key players in the backfield for the rest of the game. What did you think of that play?
I thought, well, number one, huge momentum shift. I mean, instead of fourth down, punting the ball away, up 7-0, you know, potentially able to drive down and go up 2 touchdowns. Instead, you've got this very controversial call that, you know, I don't know how you play defensive back today. I just don't, because so many times you go to make a tackle, what's the receiver or runner doing? They're dropping their head.
Right.
They're
right.
Coming into you, and the only way is for you to try to get under them, right? Or because the goal is to hit their legs and to wrap them up. You have to lead head. How do you pick up? How do you go after somebody's legs when it's moving? Everybody's moving so fast. I just don't know how you play defensive back and not occasionally go helmet to helmet.
I've seen targeting. I don't think that was targeting.
Not at all. He looked like he was breaking down to make a good strong tackle, and they happened. And I agree with you. It was mostly shoulder. There was a little
right into the chest.
Yeah.
But guess
there
what?
There was a little helmet to helmet, but not much.
Your helmet. Not much. Your helmet is about 3 inches from your shoulder. I don't know how you avoid some contact.
And his arms were out. I always say, too, if your arms are out, it means you're not leading helmet, right? Your arms are out to make the tackle. His arms were reaching for the tackle.
It didn't make the difference in the game. The biggest momentum shift was that taunting call, and there's no doubt about that they were guilty of it. They had him pinned back there. They would have had to punt. Mizzou would have gotten the ball back, could have gone up 14-0 early on. Oh, well, I'm crying over spilt milk.
Oh, it was a tough game all the way along.
Absolutely.
All the way.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking up here at the screen. Benjamin Netanyahu's speaking. I'm going to assume he's speaking in Hebrew, but let's listen in on this for just a second.
No,
he's not.
Good. I know that the teleprompters are working well, though I'm not using them.
In reference,
but I'm not sure about the translation.
To the UN.
So I'll say words in English. President Trump, the Knesset welcomes you and your distinguished delegation to Jerusalem, our eternal capital. This is your first visit to Israel since you recognize Jerusalem as our capital and moved the embassy here. Thank you, President Trump, for that.
All right, so we're just getting started here. It sounds like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat. throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The prime minister has switched to English because he's having some teleprompter problems over there.
To thank you.
We'll cut back in and out of this as soon as President Trump takes the podium. We'll get back to that live from Israel this morning. The 20 hostages have been swapped. If you're just joining us, that is the breaking news at this hour. We'll continue to monitor those developments. Stay tuned.
From Hillsboro to Highland, 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative.
Brave soldiers like Ari Spitz. Ari is an American. Ari is an American Israeli who was injured. Is an American Israeli who was injured in Gaza while searching for Hamas terrorists and weapons. Two of Ari's comrades were killed in this action, and 10 were injured. Ari was presumed dead, but made a miraculous recovery despite losing 3 limbs. Ari, stand up for a minute alone. Stand up. There you go. There. Ari. Ari, you are the spirit of Joshua. You are the spirit of David. You are the spirit of the Maccabees. You are the spirit of Israel. I salute you. We all salute you.
Wow. Lots of emotion. This is the Israeli parliament. The president is sitting there watching all of this, President Trump. And you're listening to Benjamin Netanyahu address the crowd. And at some point, they're going to allow the president to address the Knesset. It's been a long time since that's happened. I think they said George W. Bush was the last to address the Knesset.
Yeah, just an incredible historic moment going on right now. Again, it's 1:37 in the afternoon there in Jerusalem. So they are well ahead of us. 20 hostages released overnight. All 20 are safely back in Israeli military custody. They have met their families. It's just a great day, certainly in Israel and really throughout the Middle East. Celebrations going on in countries all across the Middle East that peace has finally been had in this horrible war.
Yeah, for those of you, I see somebody, Matthew, tuned in just in time to hear Buck Don't Give a Bleep. We've moved that a little bit for this segment just because we're in the middle of, as Dan mentioned, a historic moment here with Benjamin Netanyahu honoring the Israeli war heroes, and he'll be introducing President Trump here shortly to give a speech. You know, I made this observation earlier. It's pretty amazing that you've almost, with the exception of Hillary Clinton earlier this week, praising Trump for the deal, And is that cut number seven? You when you edited that earlier, it's cut number seven, guys. That's Hillary, right? Praising Trump. CNN did the same thing, but it takes them a while to get there, right? Like, they're like, well, yeah, but you know, like, their complaint is Donald Trump acts like he's the only one who had anything to do with this, is sort of their attitude about it. And no matter who else was there, he wants all of the attention, is kind of the attitude about this. Listen to Jim Sciutto on CNN last night. Listen.
No question. I mean, Trump, as you know, you've covered him for a long time, personalizes these things. And, you know, he certainly personalizes this deal. And listen, he got the deal across the finish line. There's no question. And we're going to see him, you know, in a moment like this, that red carpet, literally and figuratively, from Israel welcoming him to put the finishing touches on this deal.
Like, and like, they've got to preface it like he loves moments like this. And but you got to give him credit. He got the deal across the line. Yes, he did.
And why does the red carpet matter? Right. I mean, a red carpet is what you do for any dignitary from any country. But because it's Donald Trump, they somehow want to say, oh, look, they're rolling it out like a king would get a red carpet treatment. No, any dignitary would get that kind of a treatment if they were an ally of Israel.
Yeah, right? They got to set that aside and give him credit where credit is due here, I think. And play the Hillary. I hate to do this to you right now, to be honest with you.
It's too early for Hillary.
You think it's too early?
No,
all right.
I'm just kidding.
Honestly, maybe. it is 30 seconds long. So I don't know. If you don't want to listen, turn your radio down for 30 seconds. Go to cut number seven, please.
With the dismantling of Hezbollah, with the successful attacks on Iran, and with a new regime in Syria that is looking for some kind of accommodation with Israel, this set of conditions has never existed in recent times. And so shame on us if we don't take advantage of it. And also, it should encourage the regional powers to see it as an opening that we've never had before.
I didn't hear the T word come out of her mouth there.
No. No, she did, in another soundbite, she gave him. Yeah, and she gave his administration big time kudos.
But right, all of those other things she's talking about are actions Trump took prior to this.
Yeah.
Right? During 4 years of the Biden administration, they didn't do any of that.
No.
In 10 months, he took out the Houthis. He helped because he in part took out a lot of their supporters. Syria fall apart, right? So they didn't have that to depend on anymore. The attacks on Iran, the successful attacks on Iran,
Nuclear program, which
Biden could have done at any point but didn't, all of that happened because of Donald Trump. So she says none of this situation had never been presented to us before. Well, because we'd never done it before.
He created the situation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's the kind of contrition I want to hear out of these people on the left. Yes, Donald, I don't care what you think about him. I don't care that you think, well, he's going to boast like he did this all on his own. If he hadn't taken those actions, because none of you ever had the balls to do it, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah.
So I think it's fantastic that he's getting to revel in this a little bit over there. And think how tired he must be. He's almost 80 years old. He hopped on an airplane and flew because the jet lag's worse going that way.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, to his body, it's still 6 a.m. And he's sitting up there in front of the Knesset getting ready to speak in just a few minutes. And I think it's fantastic. Let's just dip back into Netanyahu for just a second.
Not only would Sinwar, Nasrallah, Assad, and Iran's missile and nuclear program remain intact, not only that, because in no time, the Hamas killers would be back on the border fence, ready to repeat the horrors of October 7th again and again, as they vowed to do. But just at that point, just at that point of maximum pressure on Israel, a man named Donald J. Trump was elected president of the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, overnight, everything changed. Everything.
We felt it right here.
Mr. President, thanks to your unequivocal backing of Israel, we secured a second hostage deal within weeks of your election. And in the months that followed, we worked closely together to forge a path to bring the remaining hostages home and end the war. End the war in a way that ensures the disarming of Hamas, the demilitarization of Gaza, and that Gaza would never again pose a threat to Israel. 2 months ago, you fully backed my decision to send the IDF into the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza City. You shared my view that this military pressure would help free the hostages. And despite all the criticism, all the naysayers, we were right. Hamas caved in. And 2 weeks ago, you succeeded in doing something miraculous. You succeeded in doing something that no one believed was possible. You brought most of the Arab world, you brought most of the world behind your proposal to free the hostages and end the war. I want to thank Steve Witkoff, Jared Kushner, and Ron Dermer for their great contribution to this effort.
That is pretty high praise right there from Benjamin Netanyahu. You heard it yourself, calling out President Trump, saying everything changed when he got elected. Imagine where we would be if that had not happened 10 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sworn in 10 months ago, but elected almost a year ago.
Right.
Just crazy.
I believe that the close cooperation between the two of us, between our two nations, combining Israel's military pressure and President Trump's unmatched global leadership. I have to tell you, I've seen a lot of American presidents. Seen them all in the time that I've been here, and I've been here quite a lot of time. I've never seen anyone move the world so quickly, so decisively, so resolutely as our friend President Donald J. Trump.
Wow. Yeah. All right. On that note, we'll take a quick break. We're going to keep an eye on this, and we'll bring you President Trump's comments when they happen. Stay tuned.
All right. Welcome back. I believe I just heard Benjamin Netanyahu say he submitted the president's nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize. Is this what I'm hearing here, Ethan?
But I want you to get the Israel Prize, our highest award.
Oh, for the Israel Peace Prize.
Friend.
Okay.
No. I think he's saying both.
Yeah, I think he...
I've nominated you for...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Both, but you're going to get Israel's first.
Right.
Well, you know, we'll keep an ear on this. I here's what I think is going to happen. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to enjoy his time in the sun here, and then they will introduce President Trump next, I believe, to stand up and to address the Knesset. That's going to be historic in and of itself. It's been a minute. George W. Bush apparently was the last American president to be in Israel and to do that. But I don't think you can underscore enough the impact Donald Trump's two presidencies have had on Israel. First of all, moving the capital back to Jerusalem and declaring that. Everybody else was afraid to do that. Every previous president was afraid to take that action. And the question was, why? It's historically that who were you afraid of making angry? At some point, I heard somebody say this weekend, and it's absolutely the truth. As long as you accommodate a bully, they will continue to bully you. It's true. And Donald Trump approached Hamas from a different perspective. Instead of tap dancing around them and asking them to please, you know, please don't hit me again, bullies don't respond to that stuff. You can't negotiate with someone like that. You have to be willing to punch them in the nose and let them know that you're serious about them stopping whatever behavior they're doing. It appears Benjamin Netanyahu is now about to introduce President Trump to the microphone here at the Knesset. And as the president comes around to the podium, we're going to take this live. I'm sure there'll be a lot of applause here.
Standing ovation.
At the beginning of it. He's shaking Benjamin Netanyahu's hand right now, making some personal comments, and he's about to turn the podium over to the president. Let's pull this up live.
And he said that it's only a matter of time before
listen to that
other prize.
It's somebody from Fox.
Somebody from Fox. Here we go. It's like the president is about to take the mic.
Wow. Does it look like I think President Trump is going to speak?
Yes.
Where?
Come on up, opposition. Come on, opposition.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, they got him. Oh, Parliament, the parliamentary procedure is for him to greet. Yes, well, Netanyahu spoke. Opposition will have to have their chance to speak.
Then
Donald Trump will speak.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. Come on up, opposition, he said.
This will be interesting. Will the guy immediately start with his praise for Trump? Because he should. Well, why did they invite the president down there if it wasn't his turn to speak? That doesn't make any sense.
The price is right. Come on up.
Yeah.
But Benjamin Netanyahu began that his speech talking about all of the things, thanking President Trump for all of the things that he has accomplished since he had last visited Israel.
Fox is not going to give the opposition. They're obviously not going to take the opposition guy live here. It doesn't sound like with his audio.
What could he be opposed to here? Like, what could his opposition be? I hate peace. What are we doing?
The funniest thing would have been Trump. What are you opposed to? Yeah. You're the opposition. Why? What are you opposed to?
What are we going
to
let him speak for?
Where the hell have you been? I don't know. But obviously, he speaks before the president now. Hopefully, because we're going to go to a break here at the top of the hour for Fox News.
Oh, by the way, this is the only part CNN is taking.
Yeah, CNN is suddenly cut in live just for the opposition. But I guess he's going to have pretty glowing comments, too, because everybody's celebrating in Israel right now. People are outside on the square. They're all watching the monitor. They're listening.
Thousands.
They're applauding. Yeah. There are thousands of people there in Tel Aviv in Hostage Square. So we will, of course, monitor this. And hopefully by the time we come back after the break, should be about the time President Trump takes the podium. I can't imagine the opposition leader is going to spend, like, he's not going to hog the podium.
And by the way, they have changed Hostage Square's name in Tel Aviv. It is now called Freed Square.
Yes.
Yes.
Those are not hostages
anymore.
That's
right. So they are now freed. All the as of 6 o'clock this morning.
All right. So when President Trump starts to speak, we're going to bring you back live right here during the Mark Cox Morning Show. Stay tuned. That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.